Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Austin Norman, Jay Foreman, segment 2, 4 o'clock hour. We are on to the Chiefs skating through against the Texans. I will say this. I felt like the Chiefs were going to win. Obviously, they're excellent at home. Patrick Mahomes, the one thing about him, he's obviously a great talent. I think his throw, I'll get into it more. I don't understand why people don't cover Travis Kelce. I just do not understand it.
Same way you didn't cover Dell, right? No.
Who? Come on. What the hell is going on? What is this? What are you talking about?
Did they just forget about Travis Kelce like the same way you forget about Dallas Clark?
I didn't forget about Dallas Clark.
Okay, think they're forgetting about Travis Kelce?
There's a teammate I had that forgot to cover Dallas Clark. Won't name any names.
Do you think they forget, or do you think he just gets open?
I think, well, obviously he's great, but I just think it's just, you saw it last year with the Ravens.
Yeah.
I know. Look, you had Rasheen Rice and all the, but Travis Kelce's going to beat you.
Like he has for 7 years now.
He's going to beat everybody. He beat the Ravens. I mean, you have to cover him. You have to.
Mahomes is falling down. He's in the air.
Number one, first,
and you lose it.
First of all,
you lose it.
If Travis Kelce, if I'm in the red zone, and Travis Kelce is running in my zone, I'm going to go cover him. Now, you catch it over me, that's fine. I'm not going to let you catch it without me being
draped all over.
Right.
Yeah.
Make him throw it somewhere else. You can deal with that.
Anywhere else.
And so I think, I thought the Chiefs would win. Obviously, I think their defense is really, really good. And I think Houston's offensive line has been porous all year. I think C.J. Stroud was sacked the second most all year. And obviously, that's not even counting the hits. And it's weird because Joe Mixon has been so good in the run game. Their pass protection should be better, but they just struggled with stunts upon stunt. They can't block stunts, and so they're just really struggling, especially in the interior part of their defense or offensive line. And then obviously with the injuries, big injuries. Obviously Tank Dell. The last time that Houston was up there, I think they got hurt, made a great touchdown catch. I just felt like they didn't have enough firepower to do it, and they wouldn't have enough time. Mm-hmm. You just don't have guys that can get open. And I think that, the Chiefs defense led the way, and then Patrick Mahomes and the offense, they're just going to do what they need to do. And so I felt like, the Chiefs had the advantage and was going to win, as the game started. But I'm going to tell you this though, to go in these games and to go into Kansas City and know that, they're going to get the calls. That's factual. They're going to get some. If there's anything 50-50, they're getting the call. And it's the same way with Brady. I'm sure it was maybe the same way with Joe Montana and all that and the great ones. I think it's probably a little excessive, especially when you have NFL referees saying that's not a penalty. Troy Aikman is saying that's not a penalty. And here's how big a call like this is in the whole scheme of this game. You know, you had the snafu with the Boyd, the dude from Houston, losing his mind.
On the opening kickoff.
And I would ask him, like, I know, do you think you get more jacked up than the other, like, than I was?
Right.
Like,
I'm the coordinator. I'm pissed too.
Like, throwing helmets and put, like, he wasn't pushing the coach that he was mad at him. He was hyped. I mean, I do know that. You out of control. Okay, that's
first
fine.
Snap of the game.
Exactly. But it looked like a fumble to me. Didn't look like a fumble to everybody, but whatever. But then Houston's defense came out there and held serve. And then the penalty when Will Anderson hit Patrick Mahomes. Here's the problem. It was not a helmet to helmet because it's all about the initial contact. So if I initially hit you in your shoulders and go up, it's not helmet to helmet.
That's incidental.
Incidental, right. And it's no different if you raise or lower your target area. It's not.
Except that call, the raising or lowering, we never see.
Never
especially see. Especially in
college. Right. That's where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. It needs to be, you know, looked at on an individual basis. But that was third down. It was an incomplete pass. They got 15 yards, plus they kept the ball. The next play, they hit Kelsey on like a 20 or 30-yard kind of deep over route or kind of like I call it a snake route. Well, then now they give up. I think they might have scored a touchdown. Well, that's 7 points based on a judgment call, that they have the opportunity to go back and pick up the flag. They didn't even hesitate to do it. They treated that like it was truly helmet to helmet and targeting. And then the one where the two defenders hit themselves and it's a late slide. See, I think you would nullify that if it's a late slide and it's called in from New York, even if Kansas City kept the ball and you move them back 15 yards. So if you don't give if you want to eliminate these like
50 late slides,
yeah. Send them back 15 yards. Send the offense back 15 yards. That will eliminate it. That will eliminate it right there. Because whether it was when Patrick Mahomes played against, I think I was looking at the notes here, Carolina down there, and he was running on the sidelines and he kind of slowed down, defenders stopped. So you don't want to hit Patrick Mahomes. That's how you got to play him. So you don't want to get a 15-yard penalty, and he rolls out for 30 more yards. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to eliminate all that, because what's going to happen is you're going to get some player that's going to take a shot at him, and now your marquee quarterback might be out for some time.
Yeah.
And so, and plus it just not a good look. And so, you know, the Chiefs get some calls. They do. And the way that you got to coach around it, you got to be really, really aggressive. You got to be like the Bengals. But you got, if there's any, you want to get hits on every quarterback, but you're not going to be able to get the cumulative hits unless you have a porous offensive line that you're going against, like Houston. Kansas City's offensive line, even though they're struggling, they're not going to be that bad. So my thing as a defensive coordinator, if you're close and you're hitting him in the act of throwing, yes, but otherwise.
And make it count.
Yes, and if you're actively trying to sack him.
Yeah.
But if you think that you're trying to get the hit as he's throwing, I'd actually be okay with you pulling off. I'd actually rather you push and shove him in the chest or tap him or touch him.
Hip, something.
Yeah, something. Yeah. So he knows that you're there, but then you can't because you don't want to lose the game based on a bad call, because they ain't going to pick up the flag up no matter what. The league could send and say, oh, you know, we had to review. It doesn't matter. We've seen that in Nebraska. It don't matter. And it's hard because you want your defense to how you beat Kansas City is playing like that. But you won't beat Kansas City at Kansas City, leaving it up to any type of leeway for them to you know, get some penalties and stuff like that. So, you know, they benefited off of that. There's a little bit of lack of experience, you know, from Houston. You know, CJ was taking some hits. It's a little different. It's a little different going into Kansas City.
Is it any different than going into Foxborough was? Brady being in the pocket might be a little different.
Yeah, they got some calls. Yeah, I don't think to this magnitude.
That would be interesting to go back and track, because
Brady took some hits, though.
He did. Different era of the NFL. And you got to know the era you're playing in. And this era probably has to toughen up a little bit as well.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But to go back to the question you asked me before break, do I think it's some, you know, grand conspiracies the league trying to push Kansas City through? I'm sure it doesn't hurt the league to have the best player, you know, in the NFL, widely respected and voted so by his peers in there.
Yeah.
But come on, it's little old Kansas City. It's Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
It's Kansas City. When has any sports league in the history of ever favored Kansas City?
Because they got Patrick Mahomes.
But it's Kansas
City.
But
it's Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not saying there's nothing there. I'm not saying it's everything, right? Because guess what would also be good for the league? Hey, Mahomes revenge tour. Let's let Josh Allen beat him, or let's let Lamar Jackson beat him. Because guess what? These are some other heavy football markets with some really marketable superstars who statistically have outplayed or played even with Mahomes.
You got it. The whole
in the playoffs.
You know what Kansas City makes you do?
Beat him twice. Kill him all the way dead.
Yeah, that. But you know what they make you do? Here's why Kansas City beats everybody. Here's it is for you Chiefs South fan. I'm going to give you guys credit. And I'm two things I'm going to say. The refs didn't make Houston miss an extra point. They didn't make Houston try to kick a 55-yard field goal. They didn't make Houston not cover Travis Kelce multiple times, just running wide open.
Well, they outgained Kansas City by 100 yards.
Right.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Right, but they
usually recipe for success.
But there's things that they didn't do that you can't do, and you have to do what you did offensively. They also didn't make you go for it on 4th and 10 when I think it was like in a 1-point game, right? Mm-hmm. So all those things. But here's what Kansas City makes you do, and this is why they win. And this is why it's along the Patriots. They, in order to beat Kansas City, everybody's got to be invested. That's it. Mm. That, straight up, that's it. Everybody has to be invested because everybody on that roster is invested. Everybody on that coaching staff is invested. Everybody, that's how they beat you. That's the difference. Because you know what? Whether it's a guy that he plays for Cincinnati right now, he's a linebacker that hit Patrick Mahomes out of bounds, or it's you know somebody else, you know, not being invested in, say, oh, I'm in a meeting, I'm the backup, I don't got to listen. Well, Austin rolls his ankle, you're in. I didn't know I was supposed to do that. Well, I got beat. Oh, that's how they beat you, because they're invested. That's how they, like, it literally, I'm reading it, everybody's invested in winning and doing what it takes to win and doing their job. Yeah, they make mistakes. Yeah, it doesn't look pretty, but they're all invested.
And it's a 20-week thing for Kansas City, not a 17 or 18-week thing.
They're all invested, and they're there for the right – they're all – and so whether it's how they scout, develop, you know, hold guys accountable, that's how they beat you, man. They find it sooner or later, whoever – they'll show you – those guys will show you. Are you invested? Are you – I mean, do you ever see Kansas City do – like the first play of the game that do? You don't see that.
No.
They're invested in what? That's how they beat you. Because when you're fully invested in winning, you're not doing all those type of things. That's why they had problems. They got problems with a Joe Burrow, with a Josh Allen, and Tom Brady, and especially Joe Burrow and Tom Brady, because those two dudes and in probably this year's version are of Josh Allen, they can make up for some of the deficiencies that you have on, like, whether it's talent, or Josh Allen can make the same amount of plays. Tom Brady can make the same amount of plays. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady can manipulate and control the pace of the game, not even being out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially when you look at when the Patriots went in there last time. So they can beat you at their own game.
And that's where it's, I think, tough for some of these teams that haven't been able to get over the Kansas City hump recently, is that they haven't been there. They haven't won a game like that. They don't know what it takes. But like you've said, you got to act it. You become a champion before you are a champion.
Yeah.
Right. You become a Chiefs killer before you actually kill the Chiefs in a game like this. Right. Yep. Cincinnati a few years ago at Arrowhead. Right. They hadn't beaten Kansas City till they did, but it wasn't just a one game thing. Right. Buffalo knows what it takes to almost beat Kansas City, but Baltimore knows what it almost takes to beat Kansas City. Houston can talk itself into being a possession or a few plays away from it, but they haven't done it yet. You can't fall back on, well, we don't know what it takes because we haven't done it yet. You got to do it.
Yeah.
And then it validates the work you did being what it takes.
But it starts in the offseason. It's like going from, I guess, say, like Nebraska's case, six to 10 wins. You know, a lot of times the easy way of thinking of it, like, okay, well, we just go get this coach, this player, roll them out there, do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's usually the players that have like the fill the gaps that help you get over the hump, right? A great example is Drew Tranquil.
Yeah.
Right. It was a really good, and I can't even believe I'm giving him credit. He's a former Notre Damer, but actually, he's actually a pretty cool dude. And
he's on the Marcus Freeman side of things with Notre Dame.
Yeah, he's pretty slick.
He's somewhere between Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame in your hate scale.
He's pretty slick, but he plays the right way. Played the right way. Was underappreciated at at that time.
Chargers.
I didn't know if they were in San Diego or LA, but just the Chargers. Underappreciated. And Andy Reid respected his work from going against him. He comes there on a 1-year deal, and Kansas City rewards him with a, you know, 3 or 4 year contract. Mm-hmm. But he was invested enough to start out playing in situational like duty and on special teams. all for the betterment and being invested in Kansas City Chiefs. Why? Because they invested in him. So the way they go about their offseason and all that stuff is all for a Super Bowl. They're all invested in it. And that's the way it is. The way, from a, you know, how they, you know, deal with like maybe former players and all that. It's everything is just airtight. Now, I know they needed to upgrade their facilities and all that, but in their mind, that ain't a big deal because nobody cares about that.
Guess, like, guess what? Rings.
Right. They're taken care of physically. They're definitely where they need to be mentally. It's not like they're out there just eating like bread and water. So they're fine because they know at the end of the day, they're going to be playing long into the season, into the playoffs, and it makes it worth it every single year. So all the stuff that they go through, and plus Andy Reid runs in this day and age, one of the hardest training camps.
Yeah.
It works out well. And when you have Patrick Mahomes invested, how can you not be invested?
If that guy's invested, come on.
You can't. He's the best in the league. So if you ain't invested, you gone.
Deservedly so.
And there's a reason why some of them dudes at tackle are gone. Orlando Brown Jr., bye.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Wanya Morris, probably on the way out.
Yeah. See, holla at a player. So you got to be in it. You got to be in it to win it. So that's how they're able to do it. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to dive in. I'm going to tell you how Buffalo is going to win when we win. And I'm going to tell you exactly who's going to be the big factor in winning.
Haley Steinfeld.
That might be it.
You got to counter Taylor Swift somehow. Haley Steinfeld, the moment is yours.
That's a battle. Yeah.
I said what I said.
Yeah, that's a battle. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of it like that. They up there, you know, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce looking at each other like from the Hot Wing Challenge. Look at us.
Who
would have thought? Anyway, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.